Kuwait has recently granted visas to three Syrian diplomats to reopen their country's embassy in the Persian Gulf state. Syria's embassy in Kuwait was closed last year in protest at the Persian Gulf state's alleged support for insurgent groups fighting against the Syrian government. The decision to issue visas for the three Syrian diplomats was announced by the representative of Kuwait Foreign Minister Khaled Jarallah. And it was welcomed by the Syrian authorities, considering that as the start of breaking the diplomatic siege imposed on Syria.
The resumption of the diplomatic work in Kuwait paves the way for the restoration of the Syrian-Persian Gulf relations. So we hope that things are going in the right direction towards the improvement of relations. There are many procedures that each country has to take in order to achieve their benefits.
The change in some countries' policies about Syria is seen as the result of the recent military advances by the Syrian army in their battle against ISIL-Takfiri terrorists, as well as U.S. policy of fighting ISIL rather than toppling the Syrian government. It also comes against the backdrop of rising fears over the spread of ISIL terrorism in the region, which has already spilled over to neighboring countries like Lebanon and Iraq.
This time refers to the new political climate on Syria, which means that the time now is suitable to reopen the Syrian embassy in Kuwait and the Kuwaiti embassy in Damascus. And of course, this is because the Syrian state was able to continue through 4 years of crisis.
The recent decision by the Kuwaiti government comes as a growing number of Arab countries consider improvement of ties with Damascus. Tunisia, for example, has reopened its consular office in Damascus 4 months ago. It seems that Syria is in a stronger position than before, and the enemies of the past have begun to understand that cutting ties with Syria will not protect them from the ISIL. Zahra Derzi, Press TV, Damascus.